Hello, and welcome to a new episode of the Society for Neo-Latin Studies podcast. In this episode, we're going to have a look at a poem from Greek writer, humanist, and soldier Michael Marullus Tarchaniotis, or as is known in Latin, Michael Marullus. Marullus was most likely born in Constantinople, just before the city was taken by the Ottomans in 1453. His family settled in Dubrovnik, in the Maritime Republic of Ragusa, where Michael began his education. From here, the family eventually moved further west, to Italy, where Marullus was able to continue his studies in Ancona, Venice, and Padua, among other places. Throughout his 20s, Marullus campaigned against the Ottomans across the Balkans and composed Latin poetry throughout his travels. Two topics of obvious interest to the poet were the themes of love and exile. He wrote a large and varied collection of epigrams in four books and a collection of hymni naturales in which he celebrates the ancient Olympian pantheon. We also have an unfinished treatise by Marullus on the education of the nobility. On the writer's arrival in Florence from the 1490s onwards, his poetry brought him quickly into contact with intellectual culture. He became part of the well-known circle around Lorenzo de' Medici, the Magnificent. Marullus later married Alessandra Scala, daughter of one of the city's noble families, who'd learned the Greek language with Constantine Lascaris and corresponded with Angelo Poliziano. The married life of this brilliant female writer and Marullus, soldier turned scholar and poet, did not last long, however. Marullus sadly died whilst crossing a river on his horse in Tuscany just 3 years after their big day. Our poem for today is a hendecasyllable piece addressed to Marullus' wife-to-be, Alessandra. Ad Alexandram Scalam. Cum versu referas noem sorores, vix lustris benaduc tribus peractis. Cum dulcis ale, seriisque blandis, ipsum iam superes puella patrem, quon nihil gravius facetiusques. Cum nexit tibi forma, nec modestae frontis gratia, nec decor, nec ipse sugestus nimii decens capilli, qui posit nisi caelitus videri. Quid mirum mea Scala, si decembri redis debita messibus futuris, si mitis mediis rosas pruinis, natura bene quo voles sequente. When you recall the nine sisters in verse, at the age of scarcely 15. When you already surpass your father in charming wit and moments of sweet earnestness as a girl, there's no one more serious and witty than him. Since you have no beauty which could seem anything but sent from heaven, and your grace of modest expression, your elegance, and even the beautiful sweep of your luxurious hair are all equally heavenly, is it any wonder if you produce in December the crop I expect from harvests to come? If you produce roses amid the frosts, with nature closely following wherever you want? In the poem, then, we see Marullus move from praise of Alessandra's verse to a favourable comparison with the girl's famously learned father, to compliments on her intellect and beauty set emphatically in Lytotes, before he claims that Alessandra's talents can overcome nature itself. When looking at the rest of Marullus's epigrams, I think it's interesting to note that this type of love poetry composed to his future wife is markedly different from that written for Neaera, the other female character frequently addressed in his poems. Presumably also a historical figure, Marullus writes a poem on her death, for example. Neaera is the cause of burning flames in Marullus's heart, from whom he steals a kiss, maintaining his passions. For Alessandra, on the other hand, it's her writing and eloquence that amaze Marullus. Her beauty too, of course, but her uncanny wit has the first place in his esteem for this Florentine lady. Marullus's Opera Omnia were first edited by Alessandro Perosa in 1951. There was an edition of his love poetry by Pietro Rapezzi in 2017. Carol Kidman wrote a biography of the soldier poet in 1989, and Lefebvre and Schaefer edited a collection of essays in 2008. To catch a glimpse of our poet today, a portrait of Marullus by Botticelli survives from around 1497 and is currently housed in the Museo del Prado in Madrid. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Society for Neo-Latin Studies podcast. For more information on the SNLS and its activities, you can visit our website hosted with Warwick University under warwick.ac.uk/SNLS. Thanks for listening, and until next time, curate ut valeatis.